I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to the Cybercrime Magazine update. I'm joined by Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, as always, thanks so much.
Great to be here, Paul.
Steve, we have Kyle Haglund. He's joining us as a Cybersecurity Ventures full-timer. He's an audio engineer and editor. Steve, we're ramping it up going into 2022. Kyle joined at the end of last year. Why did we want to bring him aboard?
We have a growing body of content we're producing, especially the podcast. It's our fastest growing media. I think you know the count, I'm going to guess, and say it's somewhere in the 850 range.
You're exactly right, actually.
Okay. So,
yeah.
And that's in a short period of time. That's in maybe, 3 years, I think. So the podcast is growing. I think, just in the past month, in December, we produce something like 50 podcasts. So when you're dealing with that type of volume on the back end, you need a lot of editing and you need some highly capable people doing it.
You know, when we were first producing podcasts, it's funny you mentioned that. I remember, as part of our internal discussions here, we were talking about, even just earlier in 2021, of course, now we're in 2022, right? But we're kind of coming fresh off of 2021. Earlier in 2021, we were producing something like, it's about 20 podcasts a month, and then it was up to 30. And then, as you say, I mean, it was 50 something, I think, or it might have even been more. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it was just such an amazing number of podcasts, considering we only just kind of really started ramping up, especially when those who've been listening a while know when Hillary McClure joined us. I mean, that was a big turning point as well for just sheer volume of content. But did you imagine, I think officially we published a first podcast, maybe not under the official branding of like Cybercrime Radio back in 2018. I mean, 850, say, as of the time of this recording anyways, did you ever imagine that?
No, I really didn't. I mean, all of our media is growing. The podcast was an idea. It was an interesting idea. We felt like we wanted to podcast so that we could give people that medium. We recognize that's one way that people like to consume information, but I don't think we ever imagined that it would be our fastest growing media and that we'd be producing this type of content.
Now, one thing people might not be aware of, or they might be because it does seem to make a lot of sense, at least to us, is, Kyle's joining us and he's going to be doing a lot of the editing and behind the scenes work, a lot of the post-production. But also that affects the radio too. I mean, we can't minimize that, back in July of 2021, we launched the radio and, it's no coincidence that that's growing along with the podcast because those two kind of feed each other in a way. So, I don't know, Steve, now with, we had Zach Hack, of course, we spoke about on the, our little update series here. We have myself, we have Kyle, we have Mo, our creative director, we have Amanda running the radio. We have lots of other great people too. I'm just naming a couple people related to the podcast and radio, but what do we hope to accomplish in 2022? I guess I know we already had like a little celebratory 2022 episode, but I thought maybe more in this context.
I think there are certain moments in time where you look at something and say, we just need to pour gas on the fire. And that's where we're at with the Cybercrime Magazine podcast. So last year at this time, I think we might have been strategizing. We might have been noodling over, what do we need to change? What types of series do we want to program? What types of guests are we looking to bring on? The year before that, we were trying to invent it. So you go through certain stages. We're definitely at a point right now where we're getting incredible feedback from the top of the food chain, Fortune 500, Global 2000 CISOs writing into us and asking to come on the show.
Yeah.
The audience is growing. We're producing series for some of the largest brands in the industry. They're coming back and they're asking us to produce more.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at this point, it's really simple. Let's just do as much of this as possible. So the strategy for us this year, and really it speaks to the hire and bringing Kyle in, is how are we going to edit all of this content? How are we going to build out our back office to have the capacity? And he's fantastic. He worked at LinkedIn and Audible, some major brands for a reason because he has that type of skill. So we're not just looking to bring anybody in. We're looking to bring in some really capable people. So that's great for us.
Definitely. And I think, for the people already listening, by the time this episode is released, Kyle has already had episodes. I mean, he's already started working. It's, we're not talking as if he is joining. He has joined. I mean, he is, he's currently here and already working. So it's fantastic.
Definitely. For us, it's you know, a big deal each time we bring in a new person, because it's not just their background, which has to be there. You know, they have to have, you know, the technical stuff to do what we do, but then they also have to be a good fit to the company from a personality standpoint. You know, there's a lot that goes into, you know, hiring each person one at a time. And this past year has been great. You named some of the people, they joined us in the past 12 months, you know, and I'm you know, very thankful to have people like that.
Definitely. Well, Steve, thanks so much for giving us a little insight here. And then, you know, thanks for joining.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Cybercrime Magazine Update. To follow all of our media, head to cybercrimemagazine.com.